hell yeah, brother. Welcome to the podcast. Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man, as voted by Michael and his brother and Gruyere Cheese. Let's shout out everyone who tuned in live right here on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle every single Friday right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. We have Master Swag the Super Poop, Face the Obuku, Infamy Makoma Replacement, OG Mickey, Master Swag and Fat Ralph, Infamy and Venus Dytraps, Master Swag and Vulgar Tech, Taco Lover and Super Poop. I made that song right now. Wow, you should sing it again. No, I will not. Welcome to the podcast. It's been a really rough week for me, but I got some coffee. I'm going to try to turn up the enthusiasm here today. I have a lot of topics, but they're really short topics. And I don't have any news articles, I don't think. So this is going to be all about me. All about Steve. I mean, Ninja Lifestyle. So let's begin with a free sticker pack giveaway. You want a chance to win a free sticker pack? I sure do, man. I would love to have some stickers. What would you do with them? I'd put them on my laptop and my guitar. My brother has a drum set, and I want to put my nuts on them and then put a sticker pack next to it. And then I'm going to go to the skate park and put the sticker next to the sign that says rules. But there's one rule that says scooters are allowed. And I'm going to cross out R and put aren't, and then put an Ninja Lifestyle sticker. I hope I win.
Well, it's easy to win. All you have to do is answer a trivia question in the chat. So, here is the trivia question. First one to type it in gets a sticker pack. In 1984, Prince released his sixth studio album, Purple Rain. What was the album's lead single? Now, all you have to do is type in the right answer. Googling is allowed. What was the lead single for Purple Rain? Let's see here. Vulgar Tech says, Doves Cry, Boo Coos and Boo Coos. Is that your name? Boo Coos and Boo Coos. Ron, stop it, writes When Doves Cry. Makoma says, When Doves Cry. Face Theo says, When Poop Cry. That is incorrect. Vulgar Tech is the winner. It's funny because Buku was like, I really want a sticker pack. I want to win. I'm going to get my Google ready. Here's the problem with Googling is if you don't know the answer, somebody who does might beat you to it. Did you think about that, Steve Jobs? You think about that, Jeff Bezos? No reason to order from Amazon if I got toilet paper already in my bathroom. So if your brain's already there, you better let the door hit you where Google fucking shit his pants. All right, whatever. What's been going on in my life? Well, I have all these topics. They're all fucking stupid, man. Nothing interesting here. We will get a little bit political, but I'm uneducated. I'm stupid. We'll talk about the politics of what happened the other day. A bunch of people stormed into the Capitol building. What's the Capitol building? I only just found out because I couldn't sleep that day and turned on the news. I'm like, oh, shit, what's going on in Las Vegas? More car accidents, I bet. Nope. Turns out there's some big fucking hostage situation in Washington, D.C. I'm guessing that's where that shit is. on the face of a dollar bill, perhaps. So we'll talk about that later. Let's talk about this week, man. My life has been kind of upside down. And as they always say, man, when it rains, it pours. When one thing goes bad, a lot of things go bad. And I was talking about it earlier during the pre-show. When I have one or two really big problems, all my small problems become big deals. Like little tiny things. If I have a lot going on in my head, or if I get really overwhelmed, it could be like, oh, I have to fucking do laundry. Fuck! God damn it! Or it could be like my phone going off and I'm like, wow, this fucking idiot fucking won't leave me alone. It'd be somebody who's never called me ever before. And just little things just make me like fucking explode. Right now I'm looking at my room. I have to clean my rifle. I have like a bunch of like shit from my hiking bag on the ground. And I'm like, well, great. I have to clean this shit up now. Great. I have to take time and fucking clean this rifle. Great. Why do I have to clean the rifle? I went hunting the other day. I caught nothing. Great. Fucking perfect life. Wow. Just kill me now, God. But in reality, life's really not that terrible. You know, I got my health, I got my dog, I got, you know, roof over my head and water, I got coffee next to me, I got the podcast, I got my friends, you know, got my lady, probably. We're going through it too lately, so that's getting really, like, complicated. It's getting complicated, so I don't know what's going on with that. And just a lot of things just hitting me at once. But to be real, only like one or two of those are extreme things. But all the little things now are like the walls are closing in. So I got the podcast. I got this shit to vent about. So we'll just vent here. But that's been going on. So Tuesday was like the height of my stress. I was extremely stressed out. I was like, fuck, dude. So Nick Stems happened to text me. It was like the perfect like bat signal. He was like, well, you want to go grab some drinks tonight, man? I know we never go out on Tuesday, but I got tomorrow off. You want to go drink? And I was like, yes, dude, absolutely. Please. We go out. We start drinking. We're hanging out, having a pretty cool time. I'm drinking Michelob Ultras now because I'm trying to not, you know, like get out of hand or be too crazy. Trying to do trying to be a better person as far as like alcohol and shit. So we go out, I gamble, I don't really win much. You know, I'm staying in the game, you know, for $40 here, $20 there, you know. And the night's almost over. It's like 1 a.m. I'm like, all right, dude, I guess we're fucking going to get out of here. And he puts a $20 bill in the game to gamble. And I go, well, fuck it, if you're playing your last 20, I'll put 10 in. Or 5, excuse me. He put in 20, I put in 5, a $5 bill. And he goes, I'm not gambling no more, man. I just wanted to hit cash out so I could get change. It's an easier way to get change. Rather than yell across the bar at the bartender, you cash out $20, bartender will bring you $5 bills instead. So he just wanted some change. I go, oh, fuck, dude. I didn't know you just wanted change. I already got $5 in the game. I'll just get rid of it real quick. So I fucking quickly just hit max bet. I'll just get rid of this money real quick. Bow, $300. And I go, fuck, dude, I got like $305 now. Fuck yeah. Then I say, fuck it, I'll just max bet and play this shit down to like 250. I max bet some bigger shit, and I got 100 more or 150 more. Now I'm sitting at $450. So I go, fuck, dude, more drinks. No one's fucking leaving. I'm buying all this shit. Then, after that, I go to another machine. I get 8 out of 9. Boom. Another $230. Then I sit at another game. 50 cent 5 spot, boom, another $400. By the end of the night, I had been cashed out like $1,200, but I tip the bartender super fat. Every time I hit a little mini jackpot, like anytime I hit more than $200, I give 20 to Nick Stems, because that's like the polite thing to do. So at the end of the night, I went home with $700 in my pocket. I was very happy. I went out again yesterday, Thursday, gambled $120. Bro, I got nothing back. The most I made was like $10. So I played probably 1,000 hands and made $10. It's compared to that, like the luckiest night ever. But that's gambling, right? It makes you think like you're going to hit and you don't. Makes you think you're going to hit and you don't. Speaking of that, there's other times when the world's holding you back. You think you're going to hit, but the world says, nah, dog. We're not going to let that shit happen. And it's happened to me so many times in my life that I've developed a sixth sense for when I feel the universe is going to fuck me. And this is sort of an insignificant example, but this is a great example also. I'm sitting here, I'm playing video games. I'm speedrunning a game called Backwards Mario World. It's a very simple Mario game. It's a Kaizo-style game, so the levels are very difficult, but they're not super maximum crazy difficult. They're just very difficult. So I was trying to get through, I think, 10 levels without dying once. And there's a ton of enemies, a ton of spikes, a ton of fucked up shit in these levels. I'm trying to play. You guys know that's what the fuck I do. So I'm doing it. And I say to myself, you know what? Like, I'm playing really good right now. My fingers are feeling good. My hand is, like, kind of healed a little bit. I'm really feeling myself. And I thought to myself, you know what? This would be a perfect time for my internet to cut out and get fucked. Because if I get the world record right now, if I beat this game really, really fast with zero deaths, and the internet goes out, my run is going to be unverifiable. Which basically means no one's going to believe me. So I thought to myself, you know what? I'm feeling good about my gameplay today. I'm going to record locally on my computer. I'm going to stream, but I'm also going to record locally. Thanks to Captain Canuck, he was the warning. The universe will always warn you. It will always give you a red flag, like, oh shit, it's about to go down, and then it's up to you to interpret what the world's about to do. It's fucking shifting. I'm the Matrix. I'm that guy in the Matrix. What's his name? Sam or Neo? Whatever, Samuel Neo! Mio, fucking energy drink, whatever the fuck it was, dude. So I did it. I local recorded, and guess what happened? The very first run, Deathless, smashed it, smacked it. Put me in third place worldwide. Third best backwards Mario player in the world. One of the most competitive gaming events of our lifetime. You thought Smash Bros. Was a big deal? You thought Minecraft was big? You thought Rocket League, MLG bullshit? You thought, what is that game with all them nerds sitting around? League of Legends? You thought that was fucking top tier? You never heard of backwards Mario World, motherfucker. So I got third place. Feel free, Red Bull Gaming or fucking Gamma Energy Drinks or whatever. Feel free to hook me up. 211 Steel Reserve. I've been waiting for a call back, but apparently you guys don't like me for some reason. Don't know why that is. Just another situation where I won't give up on you, even though you don't know who I am. I feel like it's one big episode of Catfish. Remember the one where the guy thought he was in love with Katy Perry, but it was actually just some robot account with 8 followers? And he's like, no, that's Katy Perry's other. That's her personal Facebook. No, it's not. Then Katy Perry came on the show and was like, hey, dude, I'm not dating you. I'm a real person. You're dating fake accounts. And he was like, maybe you just don't want the world to know. Maybe we are dating and you just don't want anyone to know. That's what I feel like my relationship is with Steel Reserve 211. I'm in there. I'm still constantly proposing partnership. Always trying to make it work. You just Katy Perry and me. Katy Perry and me. God damn it. What are we talking about? How do we... Oh, local recording. I local recorded it. I'm in third place. I'm a great fucking video game player. That's the point of this. Another weird thing that went on. I don't know if this is true or not, so the chat room can back me up. I know Master Swag is going to know about this. Kanye West. He's been in the news lately. What's the person's name? The big makeup person from MySpace? Apparently Kanye West hooked up with Jeffree Star. I remember Jeffree Star as a really famous person on MySpace. I didn't know for what reason. Lily told me it's because I don't know the right pronoun. Because that person is a makeup artist. Super good, I guess. Kanye West, famous guy. Jeffree Star, famous person. I guess they crossed paths and maybe they hooked up. But I also think this might be one of those things that like high schoolers just say, middle schoolers just make up. Like, hey, did you hear Kanye West is a gay fish? He likes fish dicks. Apparently he hooked up with this person, which is, it's interesting because it's like when you used to hear like, you know, Marilyn Manson removed one of his ribs so he could suck his own dick. And you're like in grade school and you're like, damn, dude, I bet he did. He's really weird. All weird people surgically remove their rib to suck their own dick. First off, if this guy wanted to suck a dick, he'd just go find a dick to suck. And if he wanted his dick sucked, there's millions of people that will suck it. So there was no logic in grade school. There was no logic behind it. It was just like, oh, well, fucking Brad told me, and his dad used to be in Green Day, so he definitely knows that fucking Marilyn Manson took a rib out of his own body to suck his own dick because of Green Day. It's obvious. Brad said it. The urban legend. All we have to do is just like think about it, like, maybe not. Master Swag says, don't believe that his PR team is doing this for clout. Yeah, I don't think the PR team is doing it. Lily had said something like like it's causing a divorce now. And if there was, you know what, I'm all for like working it out, but if there's anything to cause a divorce, it's going to be unfaithfulness. You know, that's just the way it goes. Maybe you guys can work through it. Also, like, I'm not going to say it's embarrassing because of like who it is or what it is or the circumstances. Things become really embarrassing for celebrities when they become like super obvious, like well known. Like it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing enough to get cheated on, but when everyone fucking knows and now it's like national news, that's when it's really fucking embarrassing. I've been in that situation, man, a long, long time ago. I had a girlfriend that was cheating on me, and my friends knew. Oh shit, that was a tough time. That was really embarrassing. But it's like if there ever was a reason to end the relationship with all that pressure, it's like cheating and then embarrassment. Master Swag says Jeffree Star did this to someone else. Oh, just a homewrecker. Just a goddamn homewrecker. So I don't know. I want to know what's really going on in the world, man. But do I want to know? I think Kanye West is a goddamn lyrical genius sometimes. And he's actually all over the place. I don't know what's up with this guy. But I want to know. I don't want to know. I don't care. You know what? You guys should be allowed to do whatever goes. There should be a behind the scenes. What if behind the scenes is even gnarlier? What if behind the scenes is even gnarlier? Skateboarding fans, you guys probably already found out, and tomorrow I have another announcement, but on Friday of this week, January, what do you think Friday will be? January like 14th or something? I'm just estimating. I can't do days and numbers and shit. I'm coming out with another singing video part. Yes, the skateboarding videos that basically made me popular back in the day. Other than a couple of other one-off viral videos, most of the ones that I got the most positive and best feedback from were my skateboarding videos where I sing and rap. Speaking of Kanye West, I rap and I sing. I spit and I rap and I spit. Dylan. Motherfucker, I'm about to kill it, or maybe I won't, man. It's a lot of, it's a lot to... I've done three, maybe four singing video parts, and then I've done a bunch more that were just like freestyling parts that were just like funny and goofy, and that's probably what this will be. But there's a lot of like, it's a lot to top, right? Like if I've done so much cool shit, and this is not me like being super narcissistic or whatever, but I've made some cool fucking songs, and it's gonna be hard to top myself. And it's like the dread. There's a little bit of dread behind yeah, this video's okay. Nowhere near as good as your old shit, man. You've really, like, lost it lately, bro. I hate reading shit like that. I really do. I got, like, a good thick skin, but with shit like that, sometimes I read it, and I'm like, dude, you might be right, man. It's all downhill from here, and that's not fucking... That doesn't make me smile. But kind of hyped on that. Don't have any lyrics planned or written down. It's all gonna probably be done in like 2 days. I wanted to do it all on Wednesday and Thursday, but I was just thinking to myself, like, man, I'm too bummed out to be funny. It's hard to be like a fucking musical comedian skateboarder when you're not at even 50%. I don't need to be at 100%, but if I could be like, if I could just have some enthusiasm, I'm gonna make this a pretty funny fucking song. I think I want to do it. Spoiler alert. I think I want to kind of approach this kind of like a retirement verse, like I'm quitting, but also I want to call out YouTube for what it is, and also just want to like, I want to make something cool, you know. I'm old as fuck. Next year is going to be my 20th year skateboarding, still fucking learning a trick a week, 20 years, you know. I want to really like, if I'm going out, I want to go out with something I'm proud of. I'm not saying it's going to get views, I'm not saying anyone's going to care. Maybe I'm not worth caring about the same way as things used to be. But I'm going to go out on something that I'm really proud of, I hope. I have fucking 5 days to make a song, man. I think I can handle this. So that's what's happening. Also, entertainment, Cobra Kai. I heard a lot of people saying, Cobra Kai is stupid. Cobra Kai sucks. It's too cheesy. Then I heard other people saying, can't wait for fucking the next season of Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai is some Netflix series or Hulu or something about kind of like a sequel to The Karate Kid. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's kind of like a Karate Kid like spinoff with original actors, which blows my fucking mind. Nostalgia out the wazoo. I'm loving it. I am loving this show. Is it cheesy? Yes, but it's mimicking movies in the 80s Okay? It's fucking cheesy. The music's cheesy. I love it. The acting, the dialogue. I'm not a big fan of a lot of the dialogue, but I can suspend my disbelief. As we always say, I can pretend. I can turn off my sensors for like great movie writing and great dialogue writing. I can turn that shit off and I can just appreciate what I'm watching. I'm pretty good at that, unless it's a horror movie, and I'm like, oh shit, you're running away, but you've fallen down. This guy can only walk 1 mile per hour. Why don't you just move? Why don't you have a gun? Jinkies, Shaggy, it's the manager. Oh no, there's no cash reward for any of this shit. No one believes you, no one has a camera. I hate these fucking shows. No video cameras. So I can't suspend my disbelief in those situations, but other times I can. So whatever, Cobra Kai, I'm really liking it. I'm about, 8 episodes in. So each episode's like 25 minutes. 8 times 25? Fuck, oh god. 200? 200 minutes into this shit and I still like it. I'm really digging it. So, I'm hyped on that. One thing I'm not hyped on, but is as scary as a scary movie. UFC fans, have you seen what's been going on with Mike Perry? He's always losing his mind on social media, right? So he's always going crazy. He now fights with no coaches and just has his pregnant girlfriend in his corner. She has no idea how to like do the medical or be a good coach. He just yells, hit him, punch him, get the puck. Hockey player, get the puck and shoot it. Shoot the puck. Get the puck and fucking shoot it. Fucking punch him. Make a fist with your hand and punch him. Make the fist. It's not a fist, man. So Mike Perry's been going nuts on social media. He talks shit to his fans all the time. He really takes a lot of shit personal. And as VulgarTech says, he just had a son. But if you saw why he was in the news 2 days before having a son, it shows him out on the water. I think he lives in Miami or somewhere out in Florida, riding around on the boat, having a good time, just taking selfies. Everything's going great. 12 hours later, it's a video of him shit-faced drunk, laying on the ground with blood pouring out of him. And you're like, what the fuck? No one around in a quiet hallway. It looks like a hotel hallway, laying on the ground by himself, bleeding out. And then he switches the camera. Apparently, he felt the need to front kick a glass door. And what I imagine happened is while his foot was on the way out of this door, it sliced his calf open, lost a fair amount of blood. Then again, you know, we have plenty of blood. No one's caring about how much blood he's lost. But the point is, this guy punched an old man. He has like domestic violence charges that keep coming out of the woodwork. He punched an old man on camera. He's going crazy, like not hiring people to help him corner. He missed weight last time he fought, and I think he won, right? I can't quite remember. He's been doing okay, and now this guy, rather than get some sort of sobriety under control, now he's breaking windows, committing more crimes. 2 days. Two fucking days before his child is born. So rather than being at home with his pregnant wife, who probably is not allowed to drink, he's just out going nuts. And I wonder what's going on. Master Swag says, old man had it coming. I do agree with that. I agree that the old man had it coming. Because here's my thing, I don't care how old you are or how young you are, toddlers, fucking try me. If you run at me in a fighting situation, what am I supposed to do, just get hit? Cobra Kai says, strike first, motherfucker. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy. Snake, motherfucker, I'm a snake. Slithery. Fucking slithery. Fucking slither out this door, motherfucker. So, he just seems to be having like a rough go at things, and he's making his own life public, right? A lot of these things could be happening behind closed doors, right? A lot of these things could be happening behind closed doors. He could have cut his foot and called 911, but he chose to film it himself. He could have looked at all the people filming him outside the bar, like, oh shit, look at all these cameras looking at me as I'm about to punch a 70-year-old man. I think I'll just walk away. I think this is like the epitome of having like a substance abuse problem. You know what I mean? It's an actual problem. So you have strike one, you have strike two, you have strike three, you have strike four, you have strike five. And who am I? I'm not God, right? I just had a fucking horrible bar fight where I sliced my hand open and knocked out some dude viciously and fucked up my face. My nose feels weird still. Had a black eye and my shit was all cut up. So who am I to judge? You know, I've had a bunch of strike ones and strike twos and strike threes too. But then again, real recognize real and drunk recognize drunk, bro. And you're having a problem. So hopefully having a child will straighten that guy out. But it's one of those things we see all the time. We see it with rappers and celebrities, pro athletes, football, basketball. Somebody here in Las Vegas just got in a super badass DUI, and they lost their ability to... I don't know the details, okay? But it's all over the local news. Someone got a fucking DUI. They had the future ahead of them. They're a super great player, and now it's all over. So, got to be careful out there, especially if you know you have a problem. I went hunting, hiked all over the place the other day. Didn't see a single living animal, man. What a letdown. I saw one cottontail. I'm lying. I saw one cottontail, which I'm not allowed to shoot legally here, so I wouldn't shoot it. Therefore, I saw one pixel of this rabbit's tail, and I said, oh, fuck, cottontail. And then it disappeared into thin air. David Blained me, and it was gone forever. Walked for, I would say, about 4 miles. Not a single living thing. Half the trees I saw were dying. That's what the desert's like. Also, I don't even know what I'm looking for yet. I see fucking rabbit shit everywhere. I just can't wait to just put one between his fucker's eyes. No rabbits anywhere in sight. I look up. The sunshine wasn't even there. No sun. Las Vegas, filled with sun. You drive for 30 minutes, nothing but clouds. Terrible fucking hunting time. Did we just talk about that? I think we might have just talked about that. Final topic here is politics. So feel free to chime in the chat here, because this is a topic that I'm super uneducated on. I haven't read all the articles. I haven't seen all the news. I don't know what's going on. I have seen everyone talking about this Capitol building shit, and everyone's trying to make it into a Trump supporters against Black Lives Matter, which is not surprising. That's sort of been our, like, our whole year has been like that, or multiple years. And it's kind of like you're not allowed to say, I can see both sides of it, without both sides calling you either a racist or a fucking, or whatever they call the other side. I don't know, leftist? What's the mean way to say that? Soy boy? You're either a fucking racist or a soy boy. Pardon me if I'm getting these names wrong. I don't know, like, I literally don't know what I'm talking about. So I don't, please, I know whenever someone mentions anything political, rather than, like, have a conversation, the first thing they want to do is like tell you you're wrong, or explain how your mind should think, or tell you what you should be doing, or call you unpatriotic, or something along those lines. Save that fucking shit, man. I like this ignorance. I like the bliss, okay? I like when motherfuckers ask me a tough question, I go, I don't know, man. I got enough guns, so I'm, worst case scenario, I'm gonna fucking hole up in my fucking, in my house that's surrounded by steel bars with my guns. And I'll drink my water and eat my ramen, and that's what the fuck I'll do. I really don't care about, there's the new president. Okay, cool, good. New president, that's fine. Doesn't bother me. Here's my thing, though. I'll start it off, okay, and then I'll hear your guys' thoughts. I'll start it off. If you have a dog or a child or a husband or a wife or a job that pays okay, especially in these trying times, don't go to a Capitol building. Don't break the door down. Don't rush police. Don't break some glass, and don't try to climb through a window. Especially on the other side of that window, if you can clearly see multiple people with guns who have tried to barricade themselves in for safety. That's my two cents. That's my word of advice. Because you will be shot on sight and die. And you're going to have to die on camera with a bunch of people staring at you, having no idea what to do to save your fucking life. Now you're dead. And the vote didn't change, but you're dead. Your dog, not going to get fed tomorrow. Your dog's going to miss you. Your kid's going to miss you. But you're fucking dead. I say the same shit every single, maybe month. We do an article on home invasion gone wrong. Fucking... criminal, like, home invader was shot and killed. That wasn't home invasion gone wrong. That was home invasion gone, like, according to plan. He's fucking dead. You broke into someone's house. Maybe you had a gun. Maybe you didn't. And you fucking died. You go to a Capitol building. You break in there. You see somebody with a gun. And you go, I don't even care, man. Fucking, let's fucking protest. You're going to fucking die. I'm sorry. It happened. It's, I really don't care what, I don't really care what your political affirmation was at that moment. If it was Black Lives Matter kicking in the door, I'm sure that this is the argument. It would have been a completely different situation. And you're probably right. There is a lot of, like, injustice in the world. But I tell you what, if we narrow it down to just that one situation where there's a glass door with multiple people with guns and you're climbing through, black guy, white woman, white guy, Indian man, Native American, excuse me, fucking college professor, man from India, Jamaican prince, Eddie Murphy in Coming to America, anyone climbing that door is going to get fucking shot right in the fucking dome. So make smarter choices. I think that's what we should do. Make smarter choices. And to me, I think we're really not asking for much, right? And I hope this doesn't seem insensitive. I don't want to make light of someone's death, even though we do it all the fucking time here on the podcast. I don't want to make light of it. But I do think that if there's anything to learn, if we're not going to have a civil conversation about political unrest and the unjust police here and the election and the presidents, if we can't at least agree on anything like related to that, we should be able to agree on that it doesn't take like a college graduate. It doesn't take a high IQ. You're climbing through a fucking window and on the other side is a bunch of people with guns aimed at you. Make better choices. Please make better choices. If this is something that's not common knowledge, teach your kids. Teach your kids about that shit. Hey, little Timmy, on Saturdays when we go to the park and you break into the little government, but you break into the DMV next door? Remember that? Next time you go breaking into the DMV, if you see a guy with a gun, turn around, right? If there's guns around, turn around. I'm trying to think. We'll come up with a good PSA eventually. Oh, man. Okay, Buku says, a lot of the guys involved believe in a conspiracy theory called QAnon. Maybe. Master Swag says, snowflake liberal is the term. Oh, for the insulting thing. I couldn't think of the word. Whatever. Trainwreck says, dude, the owner of the skate shop in my town is full QAnon and was dead silent after the DC riots. The Super Poop says, it's just embarrassing for the U.S. to other countries. Vulgar Tech says, if you think you can invade a protected government space with impunity, you're a stone-cold fool. FBI is asking people to rat on these rioters, says iBook Boy. Vulgar Tech says, a ton of these idiots have been apprehended. Nick Maples says, if there's guns, it's not the place for fun. There we go. If it's guns, not the place for fun. Well, I disagree. I have fun a lot with guns, but I have the guns and there's no one else around in the desert. I go to the middle of the desert and there's guns around. There's a lot of fun around. Maybe a Mike's Hard Lemonade if we're having too much fun. Also, stick around for the post show because I'm going to eat a scorpion. I'm not going to eat a scorpion. I couldn't think of what I was trying to say. I'm gonna eat a scorpion pepper candy. Hey, if you guys want, please watch me on Stop Crying Poser. Please donate money. If you do, I'll eat a scorpion. I'll do anything to sell you a car. I'll eat a scorpion. What the fuck, man? Politics are crazy, man. I think if you have like really, really opposing views, I think that if it's not common knowledge, man, we really shouldn't be breaking into places like that. Then again, you know, I'm not saying don't stand up for what you believe in, but now, you know, it seems like a lot of people choose to protest in a way that's very counterproductive. And then that leads a lot of people to believe, like, oh, shit, fake protesters. You know what I mean? It's like everyone was saying, like, well, fucking all these Trump people, they're all about Blue Lives Matter, yet they're fighting cops. I was looking at that. I was like, why are y'all mad about that? Y'all hate cops. Doesn't the left hate cops? ACAB? All cops are bastards? Y'all should have been rooting. You could have jumped in. Y'all could have jumped a bunch of cops, but now you switched up. Like, you'd rather spend more time calling out. I think a lot of people spend more time pointing out their differences than finding any common ground at all. And I'm not saying that there's much common ground, but I think that, I don't know. I think for me, comedy makes it easy. I can always just say, like, I was just joking about that shit because everything I am saying is sort of rooted in comedy. And I always have that sort of like, that edge, like, oh shit. Like, I don't really know what I'm talking about. I'm just kind of going off the top of my head. So it's kind of comedy. So I guess maybe that just makes it easier for me to be misinformed or to be ignorant. But it's a lot of crazy shit going out there. That's the bottom line. A lot of crazy shit going out there, and we all need to be more careful. Here's what you guys should do. Look out for each other, and just be as careful as you can. And who knows, man? This, now that this election shit is over, motherfucker, give it a chance. Like, it's over now. Even if it was rigged, it's over. You can't unrig shit, you know? You guys ever watch sports? Bad calls happen all the time. You can't go backwards. I mean, sometimes you can, but maybe, you know what? Maybe you can. Because if you're John Jones, you're allowed to pass. You're allowed to fuck up every drug test. You're allowed to do cocaine. You're allowed to get in a drunk driving accident. You're allowed to shoot a pistol in the air. You're allowed to be a complete dickhead. You're allowed to 12 to 6 elbow somebody. You know what? Maybe John Jones. Maybe that's what these Trump people are trying to do. They're trying to John Jones it. They're trying to go backwards in time and erase the past. That motherfucker elbowed the shit out of that deaf dude. He woke up saying, I don't... fuck, they're going to cancel. Don't cancel me. Don't cancel me. I'm done. Hide under the cage. Don't cancel Ninja Lifestyle. Whatever. That's it for me, guys. That's the podcast. Let me know your thoughts on this whole politics thing. Let me know your thoughts on what do you guys do when you're bummed out? Because podcasts, it seemed like I'm in high spirits, but after I turn this shit off, I'm going to go right back to I want to drink and gamble. Stay tuned for the spicy. Oh, I'm dropping my notes. Stay tuned for the spicy scorpion I'm going to eat. Hopefully I don't get stung. What do you think about Kanye West? What do you think about Cobra Kai? What do you think about hunting? What am I doing wrong, man? These fucking bunnies aren't coming out. Maybe I'm in the wrong spot. I don't know. Plenty of bunny doo-doo, though. What the hell ever. Let me shout out everyone who's still here. Give me a hell yeah. I always appreciate you guys hanging out for the live podcast every single Friday right here on... I almost said Shredcast.com. Right here on... what is this? Twitch.tv/NinjaLifestyle. If you're not tuning in live, or maybe you tuned in late, the rerun of this comes out on Sunday on iTunes, Podbean, and YouTube. Also, my channel has channel memberships. Make sure to do a channel membership. Shout out to Brendan Shaw, Psych, Master Swag, Buku, Captain Canuck, OG Mickey, Joe, Keith Plays, iBookBoy, Stone Weed Master, Vulgar Tech, Nick Maples, iBook Master Swag, FaZe, Theo. Shout out to Keith Plays for resubscribing today, 36 months in a row. He's been subscribing and supporting this Twitch channel for 3 years. Keith fucking Plays. Hell yeah. Also, shout out to Xiao Xiao. He gave me 100 bits because he felt bad for me. Super Ben also resubscribed. It's his 11th month doing so. Hell yeah. Polo MCM has also resubscribed. I appreciate the subscribes. I appreciate the support. If you want to support, but you don't got no goddamn money because COVID took your money and you haven't gotten your little prepaid card or your direct deposit yet, then you can also support by telling a friend about the podcast. I keep it real here, guys. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I keep it real. So that's that. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Stay tuned for the post show. I'm going to eat a scorpion. Don't drink too much this weekend, but don't drink too little, and be safe out there because it's getting weird. It's been getting weird. Still getting weird. Let's play that fucking outro, goddammit, motherfucker. What? Strike first, motherfucker! Strike hard, motherfucker! No mercy, motherfucker! Let's go!